As promised, we are joined by an offensive tackle with the Chiefs. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is an All-Pro. He is a chef. He is the man behind MitchInTheKitch.blog. He is an author. He was the 37th pick overall in 2012 out of Cal. He is the pride of Pacific Palisades. Mitchell Schwartz is my guest. Mitchell, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, really good to have you. I want to talk to you about football and food and life in general, but bring me up to date. How are you and your family doing right now in this time of challenge and crisis?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking. You know, like you said, the chef part of me has just been staying at home cooking a bunch. You know, obviously now you can't really go out to eat too much, and something I always loved. And so we're doing our best here. We've done a lot of cleaning around the house, gotten rid of a lot of stuff we didn't have or we didn't realize we had lying around, and just taking it day by day. I mean, you know, obviously this whole situation is pretty crazy, and you know, with the flattening of the curve, it's going to kind of prolong things, but that's going to, you know, help with people get the medical care that they need. So just doing our part, and then you know, trying to show off some food stuff on social to keep people happy.
You're doing that too. In fact, you're doing work, especially as it relates to you being a chef, because anybody who follows you on Twitter knows that you are a chef. Yesterday, you posted a pic of a pepperoni pizza, which I thought was amazing. Can you break that down for me? What was the process on that pizza, and then how good was it?
Yeah, I think people have a misconception that, you know, pizza is difficult to make or it's this long process, and it really doesn't need to be. I mean, I make my own dough fresh, and so, you know, it's four ingredients. You mix it together. You let it sit on the counter for a few hours. You come back, you portion it out, you stick it in the fridge, and then, you know, the dough is ready for you when you need it to be. It's really that simple. And then I don't really have anything, you know, too fancy that people need to cook with. I don't have, you know, a pizza oven or a wood-fired oven. I just use my oven in my house. You know, I do have what's called a baking steel, which is similar to a, you know, pizza stone or something that you put in the oven to get some extra heat in there. And I cook it in there for, you know, about 4 minutes. And so the steel is able to heat it from the bottom. I use the broiler to heat it from the top. 4 minutes, you know, in your house. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to be cold, be hot, any of that stuff. You can get it all done indoors. And as you said, I mean, the pizza looks great and tastes just as good.
Brother, I thought you said this was not complicated.
To me, that's not complicated.
To me, it is.
You know, I've done a lot more complicated food stuff. But to me, I mean, like I said, you don't have to, like, you know, knead the dough by hand and do all that stuff that I think people think about when they think about dough.
Now, you're much sharper than I am, because to me that's complicated, but it's an amazing looking pizza. I could keep going, because somebody actually came at you. You'd posted a pic of a recent breakfast and a 4 minute poached egg, bacon, toasted bagel, cream cheese, everything seasoning. It's an amazing looking breakfast. And then somebody jumps in with a reply that reads, "Looks good, but egg and bacon are overcooked. Try a 3 minute egg next time." I actually use my toaster as the timer. Egg goes in, bread goes down, toast pops up, egg comes off. I mean, it's one thing for people to come at you from a football standpoint. When you see that response to your breakfast, what's your reaction?
You know, I really take more pride in the food part of it. You know, some people come to me for the food, I get, you know, a little more frustrated than I do when they come to me for football stuff. So, you know, the food stuff, I mean, you're pouring, you know, everything you can into that, and you're trying to share it with people. I mean, like I said, trying to brighten the mood during these times.
And, right.
Look, I like bacon the way I like it. I don't want it chewy. I don't want it fatty. You know, I don't want to chew into something and have to tear it off, especially when you're eating, you know, a bagel like that. The worst thing you can do is, you know, have a whole piece of bacon, you know, sliding off. And so I cook the way I like. I mean, I try to like to think that most people would enjoy it the same way. And so, yeah, every now and again you get a comment that, you know, kind of just needs a little bit of a response.
Mitchell Schwartz is joining us. I'm with you on that. All right, so it's hard to believe, but we're only 2 months and one day removed from you winning the Super Bowl. As you look back on that game, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
It's weird to say at this point, but just, like, happy that we were able to get the game in. I mean, you know, my wife and I have been talking about that, you know, for the past few weeks. Is, I mean, on a selfish level, this thing, you know, was timed out well in the sense that we could, you know, finish the season off. And couldn't imagine, you know, with the college basketball season, for instance, you know, going through all that hard work and then getting the ability to, you know, play for the championship taken away from you. And so, I mean, that's the crazy thing right now. But, you know, looking back to the game, I mean, what an experience. You know, I think it was the ultimate team win. I mean, I think when people think about, the Chiefs in the postseason, especially this past year, is all the holes we dug ourselves into and dug ourselves out of. And so really just resilience from the team. I mean, being down, 24 against Houston and whatever it was against Tennessee, and then, clawing back in the Super Bowl, just a resilient group. And, what a game.
Mitchell Schwartz joining us. That's exactly it, right? You were down 20-10 with less than 7 minutes to go. You rip off 21 straight to win that game. Like, I know you've been there before, but not on that big of a stage and having to come back like that. So what was the mood like on the sideline and in the huddle in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, we had not been there before, that's for sure. And so, I think we've seen all the videos of Pat, kind of walking around just making sure people's spirits are kept up. And That's one of the big things, is we wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl if we didn't have that toughness and that resilience. I mean, like I said, we got down, in the other two playoff games, and we had, challenging points throughout the season. And so the team had confidence in each other, and that was probably the most well-rounded team I've ever been a part of. I mean, there's no point in the season where, the offense isn't playing so well and the defense, starts sniping at you and you come off the sidelines after a three and out, and you just pick it up, that type of stuff. That just doesn't happen with this team. So, the offense, we trust the defense. I mean, that 49ers offense was a beast. And so what our front four did against that offensive line, and what our skill guys did against their receivers, I mean, talking about a team that, can match up with a speed to speed. And so, just trusting the defense to get a critical stop, which they did after we turned the ball over. And, offensively, we knew, if we could get back on the field, I mean, Pat's going to make a couple incredible plays. And, he sure did.
Super Bowl champion Mitchell Schwartz joins me for a few more moments. And you mentioned, Pat, you wrote a great piece for the Players Tribune where you made the point that, quote, "I don't think I've ever seen a guy as young as Pat who is also the kind of leader that he is," end quote. What is he like as a leader, and how do you explain him being at that level this early in his career?
Yeah, the leadership thing, it's not, I don't think he even, thinks about it. It's just, his way of being. It's kind of interesting to watch from afar, but when we traded Alex and, Pat was the guy, they didn't have any forced conversations or forced, team speeches or, kind of awkward breaking down the huddle at the end of practice or any of that. I mean, it's just so natural for him. It's just, something that I don't think he, even has to think about or really say, hey, what do I need to do to help the guys? It's just, what he does. And so I think that's, benefit, obviously the baseball stuff with his dad and being around athletes his whole life. I think he's just kind of used to this, style of life. And, he just knows as a quarterback, everyone looks up to him. Whether the quarterback's, the best player in the world or not, guys look up to the quarterback. And so I think it's just been ingrained in him for a while. And, being as young as he is, he also reaches, everybody on the roster. And so I'm, 7 or something years older than him. And, he's the guy I look up to lead the way.
It's amazing praise. Mitchell, I was at that AFC Championship game, and I was there. I remember we drove into the stadium, and it was the most amazing thing. As part of the crew for the NFL on CBS that day, we hit the air, I think, at 12 noon, and we were getting into the stadium, I want to say, at 8 a.m. There was already a line snaking all the way down the hill into town of people lining up to get into the stadium for a game that was not going to be played for another 7 or 8 hours. Like, I had never seen anything like it. I bring it up because a few years back, when you were a free agent, you had some options in front of you. Kansas City was one of them, of course. Your brother and co-author of Eat My Schwartz, Jeff, had played in KC. What did he tell you about that city and their fans?
Yeah, he told me, Coach Reed is awesome. That was one of the biggest reasons I came here, was knowing what Coach had done in Philly and kind of the foundation he had laid in Kansas City, and the stability of the organization. And so my brother had told me about all that, and then he said on game day, kind of to your point, the coolest thing you'll ever experience is, driving to the game, and from half a mile away, you'll see this kind of layer of smoke, and it's all the Arrowhead fans out there tailgating, cooking barbecue, and so you pull up into the stadium, and as a big guy who likes to cook, you get to smell that wood burning, you get to smell the barbecue walking into the stadium, and there's nothing like it. I mean, the fan support is, crazy. I mean, it's something that, we realize when we had this run of success, just how huge Chiefs Kingdom was, and some of those shots from the parade. I mean, we had over 1 million people on a day that was, 32 or 34 degrees come out and cheer us on. So, the fans are awesome. Arrowhead, it's an amazing experience. And, games like that in particular, as you said, it's just something that you don't see elsewhere.
Hey, Mitchell, last thing. I wish that day was 32 or 34. It was not close to 32 or 34. I grew up not far from where you grew up. I don't know if your Cali blood is like my Cali blood. I'm literally still not right from that day. What was that like playing in that weather? I mean, you guys might have benches that are heated to go back to, but what was that like for you as a California native?
Yeah, so our equipment has done a great job with that. So I actually wear like a wetsuit top type of thing. And so it's basically like, you know, I got to jump in the Pacific Ocean and get all frozen. So I tend to wear that when the temperature gets below about 30 or so. That's the best way for me to keep the air in. You know, I wear braces on both of my elbows, so I'm able to kind of do the O-line cheat. We're able to technically not wear sleeves, but you still got a good bit of coverage there. And, yeah, like you said, you got to rely on the heated benches. You know, I keep my house at a pretty brisk temperature in the winter, in part to kind of get used to being a little bit colder, because I do know that you know, I'm not used to it. My body didn't grow up around it. And so, you know, as a lineman, I also have a little bit more insulation than you would just naturally. So I got to rely on kind of all those things. And, you know, I think as an offensive lineman, it's something that I personally enjoy. I mean, you know, anything that can kind of get into a defensive lineman's head and make him, you know, think a little bit less about beating me and make him think, you know, more about something else.
He is a Super Bowl champ. He is an All-Pro. He is a chef. He is the man behind MitchInTheKitch.blog. He is an author. Got a much better plan than me, my friend. The pride of Pacific Palisades, no less. Mitchell Schwartz. Mitchell, that was great. Thanks for starting us off on a Friday. Really nice to have you on the program, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was a blast. Good job, Mitchell. Well done. I'm fascinated by he and his brother both.